This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Arthur in Ewell, New York wants to chime in about the foxes that we were talking about. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, a wild fox, that's a nocturnal animal. So if you see it during the day, they have rabies.
Ryan here is in Rye, New York. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Listen, I am an avid hunter. I've trapped animals. I go out all the time into the woods. And the idea that foxes are nocturnal and if you see them during the day have rabies is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, we...
They come out at dusk mainly to feed and go hunt,
okay.
But to say that they are strictly nocturnal is ridiculous, and that if you see them during the day, they have rabies.
Okay, so Arthur may have been mistaking on that. We appreciate the insight, Ryan, and thank you for the call. See, Ryan seems like a guy that I'd want to call up if I had an issue in my backyard.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like he is familiar with maybe potentially killing some of those foxes, I should say. No?
Yeah.
You're a hunter or no?
I'm not a hunter. I love to fish,
right,
as you know. I tell you, I don't know, and I don't have issue with people who do this. I'm not preaching. I've never hunted. I don't know if I could bring myself to pump a bullet into Bambi myself.
No.
Myself. I know it's a sport.
Channeling your inner Marissa Tomei right here. Remember my cousin Vinny?
Of course.
I know. Leaping bullet. Okay, yeah.
But one thing that does seem appealing to me, like, and this is just the way I envision hunting, like, I would, you know how they have the tree stands? Like, they have these, they build the trees so you're not on the ground, on the floor. I mean, they just basically, they have like these wooden sheds, for lack of a better description, and you can hunt from there, bow and arrows, guns, whatever it might be. I would actually enjoy being up there, especially like when I used to dip, like have a tin of Skull, have a little coffee, a little Irish coffee, sit up there all day with one or two buddies, like beautiful, like October up in the mountains, like that'd be pretty tranquil. But I don't think I could bring myself to just kill an animal for no reason.
All right, me neither. Awkward transition here because I wanted to get to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. before we say, okay, BT couldn't kill an animal. Neither could I, honestly. Although I guess if it was coming after you, you have no choice.
Oh no, if it was coming at me, I'd shoot it right between the eyes.
I'd run the other way.
And
mommy. I mean, I asked my wife to kill a bug this morning.
No, my God,
you're so good at that. Yeah, I did. Because I saw one last night, and I don't know if there's an issue going on here or whatever, but really. And I saw one maybe a couple nights ago, and I got it, but it was like, you know, squeamish, and it was tough to get.
Okay.
Like, oh, man. But I did get it. My wife this morning walks up to it like it's no big deal. She just gets it, and she's like, it's because I'm not afraid of him.
Ooh, that seems like a little, jab.
Like, you're right. I run the other way with that stuff. Anyway, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., did you see the contract demands that
he saw it.
So they said, Vlad said a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, that it was...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's under $600 million, his ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Post reported yesterday that it was $500 million that he turned down.
Over 14 years, right?
Whatever it was. Yeah, 14 years, I think, right, that he turned. Dude, is he out of his mind?
I think he's getting it. You and I disagree on this.
I would bet anything. Now, he could have gotten it. He turned it down. You think another team is going to give Vladimir Guerrero Jr. $500 million?
I do. I wouldn't do it.
Or more because he turned down $500.
I wouldn't do it. I think somebody's going to do it. I think he's that next tier below Soto where you can justify doing it.
I don't even
give it his age.
I don't even think he's close to Soto. Age, yes.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that kind of profile.
Even if he has a monster year, I think the Blue Jays paid him in accordance to what he is going to get. Because I was saying best case on the open market. I mean, I was thinking more like $450, and I guess with deferrals maybe is where it got to $500, and maybe that's part of the problem for Vlad. Put it this way. You're taking the Mets out. There's no way the Yankees are going to do that either.
No.
So you're taking the Mets and Yankees out.
And probably Dodgers won't do it.
I don't know if they have the money. And maybe he doesn't want the deferrals, which would take the Dodgers. Well, and also they have Freeman in place there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how many years. So you're right. How are you getting the bidding up to that? Who is bidding more than that against Toronto?
Well, I want to be clear about something because Hoff had something, I don't want to say different, but Hoff, didn't you say they were $50 million apart, which is different than didn't you say they were $50 million apart?
Yeah, Buster only said that they were $50 million apart at 14 years, and it was like 3.5 per year.
Okay, so if you're Toronto, here's what I don't get. Forget about for a second. We can get back to it. If Vladdy's going to get five or could or is worth it, whatever. If you're Toronto and no one is taking your money, nobody.
Right.
Not Ohtani, not Pete, nobody. Why wouldn't, and you know you're $50 million apart? Why not just say, all right,
because
here's the extra 50 mil.
Because I think it's got to stop at some point. And I think their offer, well, not knowing all the exact details. I mean, dude, if it were 14 years, I don't care how much of it's deferred. If it's 14 and around 500 million,
yep,
he's not worth that. So I think that they overextended that. At some point, you got to draw the line. No? Then what if he said, oh, well, I want 600, which maybe he did. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, you got to draw the line. I think their offer was more than fair. Soto turning down whatever it was, $400 million years ago, it's a lot different. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. thinks he's better than he is. He's very good. He's young. I think he's better than Pete Alonso. I'm on the record of saying that. I stand by that. I don't think he's a better value than Pete Alonso at $500 million
mm-hmm.
for a first baseman who's got the body that he has. Juan Soto is an elite-level performer. In the batter's box, Vlad is a good offensive player.
I think if Vlad Guerrero has one of those years, and we've gone through the stats a few times, and I agree, there's just too many fluctuations for his performance. I don't love his body, not a great position, all that. I got it. A lot of reasons why you shouldn't give him that kind of money. But, you know, if he bangs 42 doubles and hits 315, and which he's very capable of with a 900 OPS, he's getting money. Not going to be six. Yeah. I think he's going to be over five.
BT and Sal on the fan. Maybe the better transition from going from the hunting to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would have been this call. Anthony in Middletown, Delaware, talking about who he wants the Giants to draft. What's up, Ant?
Yeah, I mean, I have 3 points. I don't know if we'll get to them. But, okay, so first, I think the Giants showed their hand when they signed the cornerback. We're not taking Travis Hunter. So maybe if they go on defense, it better be Abdul Carter. And then secondly, they re-signed the receiver. Oh, my goodness.
Slayton.
They re-signed Slayton. And then Tiki was like, oh, yeah, he's a good, you know, he's a locker room leader. Well, to me, that means he's a terrible locker room leader because we stink.
Well, that's not fair, but I know what you mean. Okay. That's not literally fair, but I got you.
Right, right. Okay, and then last point. Okay, so do teams rest their players when they're making it to the playoffs? Like, say they, you know, they have nothing to play for, they rest their players that last game. So it is not a problem if you have nothing to gain by winning to play your backups to secure a better position. So the fact that people say, oh, I'm going to ban you from the radio station if you talk about tanking, no, it's just a smart move.
It sounds like you got to talk to Tiki, Anthony. You call Tiki's coming up next. Evan and Tiki have 4 hours to call Evan and Tiki. We don't need to deal with their issues. We got our own issues here. We don't need to deal with theirs. But also, his circumstance that the caller Anthony just laid out there, that has nothing to do with tanking. You're talking about, oh, the teams that are in the playoffs, do they not rest their players? They're not tanking. They're trying to preserve their team better for, like the Eagles did it. With Saquon Barkley, forget the rushing record. They want Barkley fresh and healthy for the postseason to go try to win a Super Bowl. They're trying to win, and they think by resting players, it's going to benefit them long term. They're not doing it to get a better draft pick.
Did you hear Tiki's rant, though?
I thought it was good.
He went nuts. I'll tell you one thing. When Tiki get, like, I know when he's mad. Yeah. He was mad.
Yeah.
He was legitimately mad.
I'm with him. I think the tank talk is stupid.
But you can't be banning it. I guess you could ban it from their show. Banning it?
Banning what? Any talk of tanking?
I think that's he dropped an edict out there.
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear the calls that led up to that. I just saw
the social media thing.
But it is a ridiculous conversation. That's why I tried to get to, like, I really do think sports commissioners need to take a deeper look at this. They may not think it's a problem. Mm-hmm. We're more in touch with the fan base, certainly in New York, than they are. I think they're out of touch with that. We are fans, so we would know better, and we talk to fans every single day. I think it's unhealthy for sports to have fans openly rooting for the team that they love to lose.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. And by the way, I think fundamentally what T could not let him speak for himself, but I don't disagree. Like, what bothers me about the tanking conversation is that it gets hijacked. Like, players are not going out there. Right. That's what, as a former player, that drives them nuts, which I get. But, you know, you think about this. Have commissioners ever been so powerless as they are now? What juice do commissioners have now? It's all about the contracts with the networks and the union. Manfred's got juice. Adam Silver's got no juice. Goodell's got a little bit. Bettman's still the NHL commissioner?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I mean,
he's been there a long time.
Like 30 years at this point, I feel like, right? But, like, these commissioners
Mark
don't
Messier,
have any juice.
Come get the Stanley Cup. Yeah, I mean, he's been there a long time.
Right? So, I mean, what rules are they making? What are they setting up anymore?
So you're saying the owners just push
they're
them around?
They're along for the ride, these commissioners.
Yeah, I guess that's power. Fair. Dave is in Smithtown. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Listen, Sal, I'm a little ticked off of you. I'll get to that in a minute. But, BT, you know, you said it best. Aaron Rodgers, especially with the Steelers, he ain't going in there walking over Mike Tomlin's shoes. I can tell you that.
No.
But, listen, as far as Sal, you're still there, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. The list you gave of the teams and GMs you trust the least, mm-hmm. I don't disagree with it. I mean, look, the Yankees and the Mets, you could debate that a little bit. But here's my issue. You know, and I know the Rangers are dead in the water, but I'm wondering why you wouldn't put them on the list. This is a big year for Drury.
Do you want the truth?
Conference finals, disaster, conference finals,
I get
disaster,
it. Dave, I get it. The reason,
no worries.
No, but I'm going to explain to you why I didn't put them on the list.
Okay.
And thank you for the call. We do appreciate you checking in. Because BT and I are not that, I'm going to put both of us in here. I know about the Rangers situation. I don't know about the Islanders or Devils in depth. And I know BT does not follow it the way that we would need to have a conversation about who's qualified from the general manager. Like, could you even name the general manager of the Devils?
No.
Me neither, okay? I know Lamoriello with the Islanders.
Yes.
But I'm not paying attention to it. Drury, absolutely. But I'm not going to put him in that conversation. I didn't want to put the Rangers in and leave the Islanders and Devils out.
Okay.
So I figured just leave them out and go with the five main ones.
Made it easier for me.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. Like, I didn't mean to be disrespectful, but we don't know enough about the Islanders or Rangers situation. I also left the Nets out.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? I just stuck to the main five. It wasn't meant to be disrespectful to the Rangers or Islanders. And you're right, or Devils for that matter. You're right. It is an important run here for Chris Drury, who's making moves left and right with this Rangers team that is flopping this season. But for the sake of that conversation, it wasn't about the hockey teams. It was more about, really, to make the point about the Jets and Giants more specific.
And you wanted to really see where I had the Yankees compared to the Mets.
I honestly didn't, to be honest.
To me, that's the most intriguing part of it. Who was one,
right, but the way,
and where the Yanks and the Mets rank.
The way that, like, even heard Boomer saying something about where I was asking Lindor a question. He thought that I was needling you by asking Lindor
about owning the town or something like that.
Believe me, that was not, had nothing to do with you.
I didn't take it that way.
I wanted to
get it. If you did, that's fun.
Well, right. But I wanted to get a juicy soundbite potentially from Lindor about Mets versus Yankees. That's the thing.
Instead, you got one for your partner. Yeah. You got to earn it first.
Yeah.
I gave you a better answer
instead,
than he did.
Instead, of course, Lindor didn't answer it, but it wasn't meant to tweak you. And even in this particular case, my point about that was that we were both going to have the Giants last in the conversation.
Yep.
We had a natural disagreement on the Mets and Yankees, which was an accident. It was a happy accident, but it wasn't meant to, you know.
Happy accident?
Yeah. What do you mean? You never heard of the happy accident with, what's his name, Bob Ross, the painter?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
What's his name? Jeffrey Ross? Bob Ross?
No, it's Bob Ross. Happy little trees.
Happy, yeah. Didn't he say
happy accident?
Yeah, he make a little happy accident once in a while.
Didn't he do that?
I used to watch him all the time. I don't remember him saying happy accident.
I'm pretty sure that is a Bob Ross thing.
Bobby Ross was in the, not Bobby, Bob Ross, Bobby Ross,
Bobby
the old
Ross
coach.
Was, yeah.
Georgia Tech Lions.
Right.
Bob Ross was in the rotation of television shows when we were sick when we were kids. Price is Right, Little Gilligan's Island, Little Woody Woodpecker, Little Popeye. A little Partridge Family, and a little Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. I remember having that on. Bob Ross, quote, "We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents."
You were right. Good call. Bob I didn't say you were wrong. I just don't remember it.
Bob Ross documentary, Happy Accidents. Betrayal, and I'm just looking at it right now.
Is that on Netflix? I think I saw that somewhat recently. Like, you're blowing through the thumbnails. What year did he pass away?
It is on Netflix.
It is.
Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. And then in theory, I'm like, oh, yeah, this would be fun. And then I put it on. I'm like, I'm bored with this.
But, like, what was he like? Was he a loner? Was he married? Was he, like, I don't know, was he tripping on acid doing this? Like, what was it? I don't need to see a documentary of him actually doing the work because I saw that. That's all I know about him. What was his life like?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
was he a
out.
Recluse? Was he Bob? I mean,
check it out.
He was
it's on
a little
Netflix.
Tiny cloud over here.
Yeah.
I think that was amazing.
It was good.
He was sick.
I watched last night the Gabby Petito thing. Is that it? Gabby Petrino? What's how do you say
I
her
think
name?
It's Petito.
Petito. Gabby Petito.
I watched
you
Petito too.
Did you watch the Gabby
series.
Petito thing?
No, I watched the Petito docuseries on Vice.
I was watching. I gotta get in.
I don't know how you haven't watched an episode yet.
Well, I mean, I've been really busy.
It's like you and Marash with Rocky. Please,
would you
watch it?
With Rocky?
Come on, you're a Johnny's fan now.
I don't even know if I have access to it.
He said you're part of the family. He told you that on the show.
That is true.
He said you're family, Sal.
I get it. All right, well, maybe I have to check it out if I have time tonight. I don't know. You'll be out tomorrow. Good luck to the Johnnies at the Big East Tournament, starting things off.
Yep, let's go. It'll be fun.
I will be in with Boomer tomorrow morning in for Geo.
Early rise. Have fun with that, buddy. Hopefully you don't get grumpy, Boompa.
He better hope he doesn't get grumpy, Sal. All right, that does it for us. We'll see you Friday, 10 a.m. Moose will be in for us tomorrow at 10 a.m., so stay tuned for that. Thanks to Dope, thanks to Hop, everybody who called and listened. Appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.